Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the sixth episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a fifth edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our marshals found themselves stranded on the moon, in search of a pure pyramid of moon quartz to power their titan. To gain this quartz, they had to upset a nest of the native wildlife. And now, with two of their number missing, they must go and save a native village from the wildlife that they have kicked into a torment. Can they undo the damage that they've done and protect the newly weakened James? Or should we say, Jim? Let's join them now.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can do that by giving us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or any other podcatcher that you use. You can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, or you can go to our home in the web, thatsnotcanon.com. Now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I am your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game tonight are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Miranda playing Gwen.
Isaac playing Melina.
Sebastian playing Jimmy.
Jack playing Dashbold.
Are we allowed to call you Jimmy now?
No, I'm calling him Jimmy because we're friends, but you guys call him Jim.
I'm going to call him James.
His name's Jim.
Very consistent.
Well, unfortunate.
Called Jam.
Where did we leave off?
Two of us were actually at a party. Normally, we say that as a joke because we're never actually at a fun party, but we're a kind of okay party.
Okay party.
The music wasn't very good.
This is where you're drawing the line of okay.
Yeah, like it was fine until the siege, I think. Did you say we're calling it a siege?
No.
I called it an ambush and you corrected me to siege earlier.
I said it's more like a siege than an ambush.
It feels like an ambush though.
Nobby saw the siege unfolding before he expired.
Did Nobby describe it to you as a siege or an ambush?
Also, you were only 100 feet away because you were approaching the sheep.
Yes, don't touch the sheep.
Cool. So much screaming on the way. It's going to be great.
Well, you've already heard the sheep scream and see one of them go flying through the air.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They go flying when you touch them.
Did it get like knocked through the air, or they, when they scream, they also fly through the
They're
air?
They're like rocket ships. They just blast off
well,
into space.
Let me describe the situation and I'll let you know. So the three of you that went back to the Titan to drop off the moon crystal.
The smart ones.
Approach this open field with this village and this these llama-sized, almost spherical sheep. And on the far side of the village, you see one of these things go flying as it screams through the air and doing a parabola before it almost disappears behind these slanted buildings that comprise the village. When you see one of the cat bugs fly up to it and just like rip it in half.
Bruh.
Damn.
Bruh.
Okay. So.
Another one joins it and then they disappear behind the buildings. And all around the village, the sheep start screaming and bolting.
What's the grass level? Is this like a Jurassic Park 2 with the raptors going through the grass
Dash
situation?
Bald, or? Well, closer to the village, it's around your knee height. Further away, like where you first met these moon people, that it was well over Dashbold's head.
Okay. So it's like raptors in the sort of...
Yes.
That's a fun visual. Mm. We need to get out of here.
That's why I'm staying on Ducklord.
How dry is the grass?
Pretty dry. Mm. You haven't seen any water sources except the one in the village. Mm.
Mm. All right.
Right.
Let's roll initiative.
Is it all of them?
Yeah.
Just the two losers who are...
Everyone. Who? You're approaching the village. You're amongst the screaming sheep now. And that's probably going to be the episode.
We got this, guys.
That one.
That's 19. Great. That's good for you.
Just re-roll it. Second wind. Complete misunderstanding of how
On
that
this
works.
Episode, I will do be playing anyway. The role of Isaac.
Yay.
Oh, no. Now there are two of them.
Hey, I rolled a 10.
Yeah, that's...
19.
No, I rolled more than that.
18.
When trips over in the 15 grass is and next. Lies down for an act.
What'd you get, Isaac?
12.
Ooh.
So tired. I have Dark Lord.
You so know that if you don't talk, it's very easy for me to get rid of those silences. But if you do, it's going to stay in there forever.
Well, we were as long as we could.
We just burst into laughter for no reason.
All right.
That's what it would sound like. You cut that out, which you didn't.
In the next 6 seconds, 9 more sheep get flung up into the air and tackled by these cat dragonflies.
That's Zane. 1.3 recurring sheep per second.
I'm concerned about what's happening to these sheep. How many sheep are there around the village? Are we running low on sheep right now? Or do we have a good sheep buffer?
Is this the objective? We have to get more sheep?
No.
To overwhelm them?
If you had to guess, maybe between 50 and 100 sheep.
Oh, okay, so we've got about 80 sheep left, roughly.
Yeah, so once the sheep are gone, we start
assuming
dying.
That there's fewer monsters than sheep.
Yes, but we've seen about 20 die, right? Roughly 20.
Exactly 10.
Oh, we've got 90 sheep left. That's exciting.
It's like a whole round.
Yeah, that's great.
But you've definitely heard more scream.
Yeah.
And it is Black Paddy's turn. Now, Black Paddy.
Yes.
You are approaching this village, which is set out in a very clear concentric circles. On the outside of this is a meadow of shorter grass where these tall sheep are walking through grazing. Almost as soon as you step into this shorter grass, Dashbold has his vision of the village being attacked. Nobby dies, and all around you, the sheep look up and scream and bolt in whatever direction they were standing.
Just for the record, what does a scream sound like?
A human scream.
So like a goat, basically. Goat screaming.
Sounds like a human screaming.
Fantastic.
As a goat.
Oh, hang on, what kind of human? Is it like a gruff man or is it like a high-priest woman?
All different kinds.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. It's terrifying. That's
better than they're all just like high-pitched screaming or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun if they all had like the one scream.
Same MP3.
It was like just one scream in like a cappella 20 times.
Wilhelm scream, yeah.
It was way too difficult for the programmers to put more than one scream in. Just think of the spaceship saved now. We'll get this, it's like a Skyrim character. We'll get the same voice.
I remember two people saying, like, I wouldn't be angry if we finished early tonight. And I'm just saying, like, we're 10 minutes in and we're yet to have one person take one turn.
Just like normal.
So I've just seen the sheep jump into the air. I haven't seen any.
You've seen sheep be thrown into the air,
yep.
Ripped apart.
Okay, yep.
By the cat bugs that you've just had an encounter with.
Yep.
And left the Tyrannosaurus Rex to deal with them while you went back to the Titan.
He did a pretty shit job, didn't he?
And so you've seen that happen on the far side of the village.
Yep.
And on your side of the village, all the sheep that were wandering around grazing, at the sound of the other screams, have looked up, screamed, and bolted in whatever direction they were facing.
What's above me?
Open sky.
Good. So we are aware that Jimmy Jam... And
You don't know that they're there. Dashbold seems to think that they were there. You haven't seen them. You can't see them now.
Okay, yeah.
But you have been following their tracks back there.
I'm just going to stay in the grass. Maybe just lay down.
You going to hide?
Hide. I'm going to hide.
Okay. Well, give me a hide.
That is 30.
Excellent.
That's great.
Anything else?
Bonus action dodge.
Sure. If you're lying down...
Can I crouch?
I don't think you can dodge. Even crouching, you won't get beneath the grass line. It's only up to your knee level.
Well, that's fair. I step back into the taller grass and crouch.
Okay. That that would require you moving... Yes. You can do that.
Yes, okay. I'll move, no problem. Then I'll hide at 30 stealth, and then bonus action dodge.
Okay, and what's your passive perception?
20.
Good. The idea of you both crouching, hiding, and dodging at the same time blows my mind. It's great.
Dashbold.
My passive perception is also 20.
Mm.
I'll begin by advancing forward on Duck Lord and using my last Bardic Inspiration to begin playing my lute.
Okay.
And I will, I assume, Corneal and... Gwen will have my back. Which is a great assumption to have.
Good assumption to have. One of them probably will.
I thought it was just the three of them. Was Cornell with them?
No, Cornell stayed in the thing.
Wasn't he with the T-Rex?
In the Titan.
Or did he leave?
No, he went back with the crystal to the Titan.
I'm sure he'll come. It's not like NPCs just disappearing. Anyway.
James.
Jim.
Mm, you did look, though.
No, because it's my turn. I remember the order of initiative.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a description of my current scene? Because I just want to imagine. I think I'm imagining things are on fire and buildings are being pushed over. People are running around.
There's no fire. Yeah. The buildings are staying exactly as they are.
For now.
However, as soon as the sheep start screaming, the parents look to the children. You hear... the same sort of telepathic urgency, and they all just run to the nearest shelter in a very orderly fashion. Isbin jumps up, looks at them, looks at you, and just kind of grabs Em's sleeve and says, "Come, come, thank you, come, thank you, thank you, thank you, come," and starts trying to physically pull you. With all of her strength, she's not very strong.
I go with her.
These little huts, there's doors to them?
They're not little huts. They're kind of big buildings.
Oh, and there's
doors?
They're
like A-frames, but they only have one wall that kind of leans over.
Okay.
and then they're supported by beams on the other side.
So there's no doors?
No, there is no doors.
And they're going into these things?
Yes, going into one of them.
And it's open on both sides?
All three sides.
What the fuck are they doing? They're just putting a wall behind them. That's a terrible idea. Right?
Is it?
Isn't it? Like, they're just
Is it not to get good, like, some cover? Whatever cover you
but
can.
But they're also making it so they're stuck from behind, so they can get cornered very easily, right?
There's still three sides open.
Oh. How many of these catcherflies are there around us at the moment in the immediate area?
Inside the circle of the village, none that you can see. It's only happening on the outskirts of the village, which is about 50 feet away.
Is there anything I can hide under or anything? Oh, I don't know, apart from these terrible
You could hide things? Under the table.
Yeah.
But, like, if you think a wall's a bad idea, a table's a terrible idea.
These catterfly things, when they're flying normally, what height are they at? Are they, like, if I was under a table?
They're like, they fly like dragonflies. They can fly at any height.
It's the worst situation. I'll go with the I've forgotten your character's name. M.
But M hasn't moved yet, but yeah, Isbin is trying to pull you all along.
Sure, I'm gonna position myself behind the children.
Protect them from
protect them from the A-frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get animated and
yes. Right.
A-frame.
Okay, I go Isbin say, thank you. Where are we going, thank you?
Thank you. To the others, thank you.
Thank you. How do we stop them, thank you?
We can't thank you.
Thank you.
Shh. Thank you.
Okay. I am going to ready Dimension Door.
Okay.
If it looks like this is a terrible idea and this whole thing's going to result in our deaths, otherwise I'll go with her.
Okay. Gwen is shocked by the screaming. She
so shocked that she cannot move.
She screams back at them.
I have an attack of PTSD. I crouch in the grass.
For those of you watching on the outskirts of the village, 17 more sheep are thrown up into the air and eviscerated.
Jesus. How many seconds? 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
That's almost 3 a second.
It was just happening on one side. It is now kind of halfway around the village that these sheep are being thrown up into the air and dive tackled, eviscerated.
But it's okay because there's a wall behind me. Right?
Yeah.
Safety wall.
Like Patty.
Are the sheep being thrown from the tall grass?
At the moment, you can't see.
Okay.
Especially because you're hidden in grass. You can only see them once they break under the grass level.
I will continue hiding.
Okay.
Bonus action dodge.
Our plan is...
do nothing.
To do nothing.
Except Dash Bob.
He's going to play some music.
He's also walking towards us, right?
Playing music.
Yeah. Well, that's helpful.
I'm not going to die.
Dash Bob.
I continue. I would like to continue forward, but what do I see?
So, continuing forward, you will reach the first circle of the shelters. Of the village.
Mm-hmm.
So you will again see the sheep be flung up and dive tackled and the continued screaming from around the outskirts.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can't see what's happening in the center of the village where you assume.
Okay, I'd like to keep moving towards the first circle of A-frames and I'd like to do a sort of like ready action dodge thing with me, duck wall, like maybe you just sort of like try to swerve out of the way. We're getting attacked by a group of them. Make us a bit more evasive.
Sure.
Yep. I don't want to move too far because I want Gwen to catch up.
Are you still playing your music?
Yep.
It's very important.
Slow down
He's
a bit.
Playing his music.
Okay.
Jimmy Jimbo Junior Shabadoo.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Can I hear him now? He was in the camp playing his music.
Yes.
I was asking. Yeah. Okay. So I can see him.
Nope.
but I can hear him.
Yes.
Well, that's creepy.
There's buildings between you and him. You can't see through buildings.
No, no, I mean, like, there's a ghost musician. No, okay, I'll take a peer. Okay.
You are familiar with the concept of walls, right?
Maybe James was. Jim comes from a simpler time. Have they entered the village yet? Any of the caterflies?
You have not seen any of them that have entered the circle of the village.
Okay, I'm going to turn to... Is it Isbin, the one that we've been associated with? The young
one?
Yes,
the little one is called Isbin.
Okay, what's the plan, buddy? Please.
Thank you. Quiet, hide, thank you.
And they'll just go away?
Thank you. Yes, without the chime, thank you.
Interesting. I'm really trying not to make noise here, but I have so many questions. And I'll end my turn there. Oh, can I just use the dodge action? Everyone else is fucking using it. Great, I dodge. Yep. I don't even know what that does.
Okay, yeah, so use it. You're now in the building with the other people, and they're basically all just crouched down, being entirely silent, looking for any movement, and they look like they're ready to run if they see any movement. Yeah.
I continue hiding with the peasants.
So you've lost your dimension door?
Yes, I guess so.
Are you readying another spell?
No. I'm readying my legs. Look, who knows? This could have been a terrible idea that they're doing and we needed to get out of there. Apparently, it's all right.
I still think it's a terrible idea. There's no better idea that's come to mind
yet. We haven't died yet.
It's true.
Where is the chime? Do we still have it?
You have it, I think.
Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Yep. And I'm also making music that will screw with them in the same way the chime does. Go team.
Is it my turn yet?
It is. It is Gwen's turn right now.
Gwen can move
so fast. I
dinged
on the chime.
Okay. So you just hit it against like the hilt of your...
Yes, while running toward...
Dashboard.
Yes.
Okay. You hearing it rings
ding
out.
Ding dong, on high.
No, it's more just of a ding. One ding.
Ding.
Dong.
Yeah.
Ditch.
And that is that.
They all fly home?
Nope. Doesn't seem to have any.
I think we have to be closer.
So, no, they're in too much of a frenzy.
Well, honestly, you can't see any of them near you. They're all in the distance. They're hundreds of feet away.
Well, I'm running toward them. So.
Yeah, you're running towards them with Dashbold, and you're about to enter
the
city centre. Ding and the ding dong.
Run in like the hero that I am.
40 sheep are thrown into the air. 40 sheep are eviscerated. Black
wow.
Patty.
Maybe this is the natural order and they have to cull the sheep levels.
How far away from us are the sheep that are being
What's
destroyed?
Your AC?
17.
I mean, if the one defensive mechanism is to get closer to their enemies, I don't think they're meant to last.
Creeping up behind you. You spot each other at the same time. Its reactions are quicker. You're ready to dodge, it's ready to attack. It hits you twice out of a possible four times, dealing 21 points of slashing damage.
Eru?
And you have one directly on top of you now. And it is your turn.
I shall bonus action disengage. And then move and dash to catch up to Gwen and Dashbold.
Nice. Okay.
None of that for you, thank you.
Yeah, but no thanks, bye.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate. He rolled really high on stealth.
Yeah, I did.
It did as well.
Oh, what?
He rolled higher than 20.
Well, I mean, 20's not that high, I guess.
For a rogue. Dashbold. You have Gwen charging up behind you, as well as Black Patty, who seems to have been blooded by something
in the
long grass.
Wait for them to catch up.
They are on you.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yes.
Okay, I'll ready action, fire my gun when I see a threat.
Okay.
Just wait for them to move.
James.
Jim is looking around. Mm. Has he seen any of these cat monsters yet?
No, but you saw the extras in the air.
I saw what, sorry?
The extra sheep thrown up into the air.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. I would like to... Where am I in this A-frame? Am I in the middle section? Like, can I?
You're behind the children with your back to the wall.
Oh, no, but like in the center? Like, how? Yes. It's easy for me to get to like the side to take a look around?
No, because you wanted to be behind the children and they're in the center.
Can I just like...
Being protected by the adults.
Can I just get through the crowd and leave?
No, they're all crouching. You can climb over them. It's difficult terrain.
Okay, so how far is it to the edge?
If you use all your movement...
As in dashing worth of movement? Like yes, all my movement?
Yeah. You will get to the end of this place and be able to look around.
That's my entire turn, is that what you're saying?
Your movement and your action, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I get to the corner and have a peek? And be like, ooh, what's that over there?
Sure.
I'd like to do exactly that then.
You do that and you see that there are three bug cats looking directly at you.
Interesting.
And as soon as they see you, they zip at you.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm. Okay. AM, got that dimension door?
No.
M is where you were. Yep. In the center of the children, back to the wall, being protected by the adults. What do you do?
Do I see any of the cats?
Nope.
Continue hiding.
Other than the ones on the outside of the village.
Ready an Eldritch Blast. Mm-hmm. It doesn't use a spell slot.
Good move.
If one comes in and tries to attack someone, if none of the adults go to try and fight it off, then I'll just hold it. I assume we're invisible. I don't know. It's working so far.
I can tell you it is not. It is not working.
No, because you went out to go look.
I put my head around the fucking corner.
Exactly. You poked your head out of the invisibility cloak.
That would be very funny if we were invisible and just know it actually. And I have literally done that. That'd be great. I'd fucking love to learn that.
That's what I'm going to work with.
Gwen.
Can I call a timeout?
Yeah, sure.
On recording for a second.
Do you want me to stop?
No, I just got completely distracted by, and I missed everything that happened since my last turn.
Jim decided to peek around the side to see if he could attract the attention of any of these monsters.
But it's not my aim.
To the hiding villagers. And he succeeded very well in attracting the attention of three bug monsters to come and attack him and all the children that he was hiding behind. But he is now no longer.
So bugs are now attacking children and...
Not yet, but soon. But you can't see that. You're with Dashbold.
Yeah.
You, Black Patty, and Duck Lord. Yeah, so you've moved forward. You're just in the city centre.
Where are they?
They're hiding in a building. One of these lean-to buildings.
Somewhere else.
Not making any noise.
Okay, in other news, hiding. I just got the email for the principal's passport for Wicked.
Well, maybe you are surprised,
like,
horrible.
Maybe I am surprised, horrible. Anyway, so I just need to sort that out. I don't know. I think it was a mistake. But that's what I got distracted by. Okay, we just time in now.
Time in.
Was that sufficient silence for you?
Yeah.
I've ruined it now.
You've ruined it now. That's fine. What are you doing?
There's a lot going on. Okay. All right, what shall I do? I shall continue to ding my danger. My ding-dong danger.
Okay.
I'm dinging and donging.
You're just dinging and dinging and dinging and dinging and dinging.
And donging.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
And you're just staying by Duck Lord.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to move.
If it's working... Is it working? Is something
well,
happening?
Nothing's attacking you, but you can't really see anything inside the circle of the village yet.
But all of the bug creatures are still outside.
Killing the screaming sheep.
Are they surrounding the village or just
Yes,
in
they
one
definitely
area?
They've come from one direction, but they have been surrounding the village quite quickly.
Okay, well, I want to start moving to the opposite sort of side of the village to where they came from.
Okay.
In attempt to sort of herd them back in the direction that they came.
Yeah, so they came to the village from almost the opposite direction that you did. So this is you, this is them, and they're spreading around this way, and you've entered the village from here.
Yeah, so I want to head to where they're spreading toward
Okay,
us.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise.
Okay. Sure. What's your passive investigation? You have have a decent intelligence.
167.
That sounds fake.
Two? Is that my passive? Is that passive?
That'd be 12 then.
12.
12.
If you have a plus two.
I have a plus two in investigation.
And nature?
16.
Okay. So as you're dinging, as you run around, you see some bugs kind of zip out from behind a building and come towards you, and then you ding and they kind of freeze and glitch. They just kind of twitch a bit, and then they buzz in the opposite direction out of sight again. So it is having some effect on the ones that are close to you.
Well, I want to keep moving around and try and sort of herd them away from the village.
So I assume you tell that to Ducklord and Dashbold?
Yeah. Are you coming with me?
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah, buddy.
If I get on Ducklord, would this be faster?
Yeah.
I do that.
Okay.
Ducklord allows it.
In fact,
20...
I should just give you the ding-donger. Oh, but you're playing.
No, I'm already playing. Yeah.
20 more sheep are flung into the air.
Oh, that's less sheep. Eviscerated. Either the sheep are running out or...
The screams are fewer and farther between. as in more than three quarters of them have been killed now. And they're coming from almost every side of the village.
We need to rescue at least one male or one female sheep.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can rebuild.
This has to be like they put these sheep around them as a warning system, right? They're just living with the sheep. This is like an alarm system for them, right?
Yeah, like they live with the sheep.
They've done some sort of eugenic shit by making screaming animals that are easy to feed and keep around them.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Jimmy Jen.
These aren't sheep. They're just alarms.
Yes, I'm going to keep moving with Dashbold and Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to shout out, Jimmy Jam! M!
Jimmy Jam!
Excellent.
Bonus action dodge.
Both Dashbold and Black Patty at the same moment hear a weird echo, not of your voice,
okay,
but exclusively of Dashbold's lute and Gwen's chime coming from the city center. It's a weird, like, half a second delay that's coming very faintly from the city center of the music and the chime. Dashbold.
Great.
Gwen's on Ducklord, banging her chime.
I keep moving towards the sound of the reverberation.
Ding.
What?
Well, wherever this, like, the repeating, like, the echo.
That will take you in the opposite direction that Gwen wants to go.
Okay, I'll keep going in the opposite direction Gwen wants to go. Oh, yes, we're going to lead them away.
Ding.
Drive them away.
Yeah.
Herding.
Okay, you keep moving.
Herding cat bugs.
James. Oh, actually, sorry. There are three bugs I had to deal with first.
Yeah, there are.
What's your AC?
It's 13. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's 13. Just try and hit it.
A gentleman's 13.
That's 17 hits.
Two of them are on you.
Yeah, they are.
One of them gets past you, sees the smorgasbord inside, and goes for an adult in there.
Okay, at least we now know it wasn't invisible in there. Like, I didn't completely cock this up by sticking my head out. I did, but not completely. Did. Yeah.
You're taking 29 points of slashing damage.
Can I get that a recount?
You're taking 32 points of slashing damage.
The first time it was 29, right?
That's what I thought. Yeah, and it's cutting you deeply. They basically have you grappled both sides.
Yeah.
You can't escape from this without a acrobatics check.
That's Jimmy's specialty. It's not. My turn now?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Go on, get. No, I don't like this. So I'm going to do... What check did you say it was?
An acrobatics to escape. Yep.
Yep. I guess that's what I'm doing.
All right.
M, for the love of God, help.
Is my reaction going off now that one's attacking an adult?
Yep.
Brilliant.
Okay, it was cocked, but I'm going to take the one that I rolled because it's funnier that way.
Okay. You try to escape and somehow you just cut yourself on their many, very many bladed appendages, taking... another 7 points of slashing damage.
This is not going great, I yelled over to M's direction.
M.
Lowest is a 15 to hit.
That'll hit.
I also got a crit in there.
Okay. Tell me the damage. Please.
I'll try.
No, do it now and do it quickly.
Sorry, one more. That is... 28 points of force damage.
Yo, that it's obliterated. It's shot back three times and just kind of curls up.
Kaboom.
Which one was that?
The one that was attacking the adult, not you.
Son of a bitch.
It says, hang on, and I... Well, I have my action now, I guess.
Yes, it is now your turn.
And I go for the ones attacking Jim, also known as James... So another crit.
Mm-hmm.
And only one other hit.
It's atmospheric battle noises.
That's
So that doesn't pick up, but that definitely does. So thank you for that.
24 points of force damage.
Okay, that's another that's one more kind of blasted away from James as he accidentally cuts himself on it.
And I say, why don't you help out, Jim? Do something. I don't know. Just fucking headbutt it or something.
Thanks for the hot tip, pal.
No worries, friend. Now put your face into it.
Jim actively does not put his face into it, whatever the fuck that means.
There's a lot of language at the table tonight.
It's been a while.
Quit.
Yes.
It's your turn.
So we moved. We kept moving
around and dinging the donga. Yeah.
Yep. Dinging the donga. As you continue to move, you see James with one of these things on him and two dead ones near him. Ooh. And as you ring the chime again, the one on him buzzes up, looks at you, and then buzzes away.
Yeah, it does.
I discovered their weakness. They're terrified of Jim on the ground.
Yeah.
Em, come help.
Come help.
You got him, James.
They're terrified of my blood.
Yeah.
Quick, it's cut like... me. Cut me some more.
It's like a toxin to them.
I've got you, Jimmy Jim.
We're
also
here,
helpful
James.
When I need you to be.
Thank you. So as you regroup around this shelter.
So I'm next to these guys now.
You're about 30 feet away from them, yeah.
Okay. Is it still my turn?
It can be, yeah.
I want to jump off Duck Lord and go over and hand the ding-donger to Jimmy Jam. And give him some clear instructions to continue to ring it.
What does this thing even look like for the record? I was never paying attention.
It's like a big triangle.
It's a tuning fork.
It's a tuning fork.
Ooh.
It's kind of a big, hefty tuning.
Jimmy Jam was made for this.
About I don't know, 30 centimeters tall.
You're going to see some really fun throwing action on my turn.
No.
To the guys that need it, the city, not that you know, but the people that need it.
You should become a bard and make this your instrument.
Okay, so Gwen gets up Duck Lord, runs to Jim, hands him the chime and says, very clearly, do not stop ringing this chime.
I can't wait to throw it.
And Gwen says...
Did you say I can't wait to throw it out loud?
Sure. To the village elder who wants it.
I'll stab him for you.
I just don't know what to do with this. I can't deal with this at this table.
Just slap him?
I take critical damage and I'm down.
No, I don't slap Jimmy Jam.
You could, you know, you could just hit him. I'd forgive you.
What was the name of the elder that was being a bitch to Isbin?
Naroon.
Naroon! Naroon? Naroon? Ding dong! So that on their turn, they can come get it. It's easier.
So,
when all the cats
if that's Gwen's turn, there isn't anything around to attack, but you can ready an action if you wish.
I ready an action to slap James. No, to attack. I'm like
James.
I actively defend the area.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Actively
so as this happens, the last sheep scream dies out. And that's when the buzzing starts.
I'm looking the fuck off.
And you just see all of these cat bugs just kind of like vroom up into the air all around and start swarming. Now they are within a 30-foot radius of the chime. They are not coming at you.
Oh, this is great to be in gym right now.
Well, this is terrible.
It is Black Patty's initiative.
I'm going to get a...
I'm definitely going to go stand next to James. Hey, Jimmy Jam, keep playing that.
Ding. I don't know.
You've got a very important job. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I like start stretching my throwing arm.
Ready action assassinate if he throws it.
Dashball.
I will cast a minor illusion to play the same sound of the chime.
Okay.
In an area around the villages, so they also have some protection, hopefully.
Okay, yeah, so you are on the outskirts in the center, and you can see that your sound does have an effect, but it is markedly smaller. Like, they're much more courageous about coming close and fronting up to you and Duck Lord than they are going near the actual chime.
Mm-hmm.
So the sound is part of it, but it seems that the chime has some sort of power.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I'll move towards the group.
Okay.
With the group, so they're within my radius as well. So if any enemy comes within 15 feet of me, you can attack them as a bonus action. I mean, as a reaction. And I will create a silent image above the village's silent minor illusion, sorry, making that sound.
So you're just maintaining that same minor illusion?
Yeah, cantrip. Yeah.
Okay. James.
Is it Naroon?
Naroon.
With an M or an N on the end? Sorry, I can't make it out.
An N.
Naroon, buddy. Buddy, old pal. And I like pull myself up on Black Patty because I'm still on the ground covered in blood. Where are you? Where is he? I can't tell. You all look the same to me.
Well, they do kind of all look the same.
I wasn't being racist. I meant that.
He raises his hand and stands up.
Ding dong. What do you want me to do with it?
He just reaches out
for it. Yeah, that's a good idea. And I walk over and hand it to him. Like, there we go. Deal's done. All right, we'll catch you guys later. It was a really nice dinner. Thank you. And just start making my way out of town.
And he shakes his head. And you feel like something's trying to... Like moths are battering against your brain.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember to speak. He's so terrified.
Yeah, he should be.
But he just turns, rings the bell against the wall, and then bolts.
Which direction is he bolting in?
City center.
Is that where the repeat echo was coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will follow him.
I will follow him.
Mm. Sounds like that was a good correct idea. Sister Act reference.
Yeah, a movie I've definitely heard of. I'll follow him then if I can, as far as I can get. I'm not using any like actions, so can I dash or?
You can dash.
Or was handing him an action? I can't remember how this works.
You know, you can just give it to him.
Team, we found a new leader.
Okay, so Gwen's got down, given James the chime, and said, "Don't stop ringing this. It's very important." Like Patty's got down, gone up to James and go, "Just keep ringing it, buddy. You've got this." Dashbolt starts making the sound, walks up to you and goes, "Good job." James immediately turns around, gives the chime to someone else who runs away with it, and we'll leave it there. That is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see exactly what the outcome is of Jim's little game of catch. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garber for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and BattleBards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to help us out, follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Tell your gaming table about us. Get more people listening. Give us a rating and a review. That also helps out. And if you've got a couple of dollars to throw our way, find us on Patreon. As always, I have been Zane C. Webber. Thank you for listening.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.